For the record, I'm done trying to make y'all comfortable. That's right. For the record, you ain't trying to grow, then it's done for you. That's right. For the record, lab on me going all the way. All the way. For the record, ain't trying to link, no time to waste. Stop calling. For the record, for the record, for the record, for the record, for the record. For the record, I'm done trying to make y'all comfortable. That's right.
I can't say, look, I was looking at 10 years and got six, and I was a prick for 2 years that had to learn to shut his fucking mouth and just deal with it and move forward from it. You had 13 years, brother, 13 years of constant kicks in the guts.
Mm.
And yet...
I could have went the other way, but you know...
100%. I don't know too many men that wouldn't have gone that way.
But I've been... That's what I'm saying. I've been blessed. You know, when I say blessed, I believe it. I've been blessed because, you know, I had a lot of good people around me, you know, like... And that's why it molded me. You know, all the time that I spent, you know, the first couple of years I was angry, but it molded me into a softer person, and he made me look at life a lot different. The years that I've done, you know, it should have made me more miserable. But what he done, he blossomed me. You know, it was like a flower. You know, it came from nothing. You know, and I remember in the slot, what do you call them? Is it sunflowers? Them orange little flowers.
Yep.
I remember in the from like a cracked concrete, they used to come up sunflowers, and I used to look at it, and I'm thinking, in the hardest place in the world, all concrete everywhere.
Still beauty.
It was still beauty, and it was like, look what you had to go through to blossom, like to just like to open his arms and just like to become the flower that it was, you know. They call it sunflower, you know. And I used to look at it, and I'm thinking, far out. That's what I want, you know. I don't want this joint to make me a miserable person. I don't want this joint to make me hard. You know, a lot of guys come out of jail, oh, I'm a tough cunt, whatever, you know, like, because they've done time, whatever. But what for, man? Like, at the end of the day, all these guys you're trying to impress, you're not going to know them 5 years. You're not going to know them 10 years. This guy's not going to come here.
No one cares about the war stories, bro.
No one cares, man. You know? And so, to me, it was like, you know what? I want to leave a mark in this world, and I want to live forever. I want my story, my soul to live forever, because I want it to live for others, in the sense of when you leave a mark in with someone, they carry that and pay it forward, and it's you living through them. Even if you pass away, you still live.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
You have dreams of having a family, children?
100%. I want a big family. Yeah, I want 6-7 kids.
Alhamdulillah.
Inshallah, you know.
Got me good, bro. Got me good. You got me real good. Your legal team. A lot of people get sacked that are representing people convicted wrongly. You know, a lot of people go through different barristers, different lawyers, just turn them over. Can I ask, without being rude, and please tell me, you don't have to answer it, but how have you been able to maintain that affording that too? I mean, that's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars.
My family suffered a lot, you know. They gave up a lot to fight for my freedom, you know, and I will never forget it. Like, whatever I do in life would never pay back what they've done for me, you know, and the suffering and everything else they're going through. And my lawyers, my first lawyer, Bill Dukes, he's a beautiful man. I remember after my trial, I left the firm, like, because I was so upset. It wasn't his fault. I went to a different firm, and they done what they had done and didn't get the verdict. And Bill, even, no, like, Christmas time, this and that. Like, I'm a Muslim and all that. Like, I don't, like, we don't celebrate Christmas, but at the end of the day, he used to send me Christmas cards. I used to send him Christmas cards, you know. He used to write me letters, you know, and he goes, I'm gonna make sure that your name gets cleared. And I'll never forget that, you know. And yeah, he's still with me now, finding the killing my name. And I remember, even after my trial, he wrote this beautiful letter and put it up on his law firm. And I'll never forget it. Like, my sister read it to me. And he said, you know, I didn't do a trial after yours for a very long time. And it affected him. He goes, in some cases in life where you don't get over. And he goes, one of your cases, one of them things, he goes, because I truly believe and I know that you're innocent. He goes, and I never will give up on you. And he's still here fighting for me now, you know. And
wow,
he's a beautiful man. And yeah, Bill Dugues, it's O'Brien and Dugues in Melbourne. Very, very good lawyer. If you're ever looking for anything, if you're ever looking for a lawyer, look up Bill Dugues. He's a great man. And yeah, a great team. I've got a great team now.
Very special human to be still there now. What are we going into now? How many years?
15 years he's been with me.
And how far at the moment do you feel you are with getting closer to your innocence being
here? It'd be this year.
Closure?
Yeah, closure. Get the.
Are you able to pursue it, found not guilty?
Yeah, that's all we were looking for. This is how I look at it. All the money in the world ain't going to bring that time back.
Yeah.
All I want to do, and I've said it from day one, yeah? I just want to clean my name.
Yeah.
The way I'm going to live, I can make money, you know, and that's the honest truth. Like,
I hear you.
With my career and what everything I've been through, and I'll write a book, whatever. I don't need any handouts, you know. Like, I've survived this long. I don't need anyone to help me in that sense, you know. Like,
I think from the point of view of hearing your story and how beautiful and supportive your family have been of.
Yeah, I know. I mean, like, for me, people like, you know, you lost a lot. I said, you know, they may be taking a lot, but they gave me more than they'd ever taken. And people I can never explain that properly. They might have taken a bit, but they gave me more than they ever taken, because they made me the man that I am right now. They molded me into this person. And I'm very thankful for that, because the way I look at life and the way I live my life, I'm very thankful for that. Because
can I ask you, going back to, because you know, you were selected for the Commonwealth yeah. Games. Naturally, and I'm only just speculating here, so pull me up.
Yeah.
They would have wiped you like a dirty ass.
Oh, 100%.
You were just, that's it, gone, you're a criminal, you're a murderer, we can't have any communication, contact whatsoever, he's gone, done. Not wait for a verdict. You're just gone. You're finished.
Oh, they came and testified against me for not, like, to them, like, it was the prosecution bring the Olympic board against me and said, oh, I know he was an Australian champion, blah blah blah. So it had nothing to do with the case, but they bring him up. Oh, like, to me, it was like, whatever.
Oh, so you could be seen as some sort of lethal weapon that was actually there in a violent act that had some sort of connection with what was going on. They wanted you to be portrayed as this.
A certain way.
Machine, this dark man with this fighting ability that could have caused this to happen.
Yeah, and that's why when I came out, that's why I didn't go back to the amateurs. For you to go to the Commonwealth or the Olympics, you stay amateur. And even if I came home, this is how I looked. Even if I came home and I bet every person in front of me, they would never select me to go to the games, because it's their choice to select me.
Mm.
You know, it doesn't matter. And I looked at, like, I'm not going to waste my time sitting here after I won and bet all the fighters for them to say, no, you can't. You know what I said to myself? I'm going to turn pro, I'm going to beat them all, and I'm going to do it.
Take my TV again. Here, fucking have it.
I'm going to do it. The way I want to do it. And when I turn pro, I'll do what I want to do.
Yes.
I'll fight who I want to fight. They can't hold me down. The only person who's going to beat me, no one, you know?
I know, like I said, I know that we're getting to that point where we probably shouldn't go too much further into what now is going to happen. So I do want to sort of close that part of our journey together today and really start to focus on some really positive stuff that I think people are going to love to hear of where you are today and, you know, what's happening. But
I honestly believe after all the laws are changed and everything now, like the truth, it's going to come out. Right now, I'm a convicted murderer.
Yep.
And that's the truth about it. Like, let's not hide about it. Right now, I'm still a convicted murderer.
Yeah.
You know, and in the court of the law, under the law, I'm a convicted murderer. Me, I know that I'm an innocent man, and it's going to come out.
Life starting again for Mr. Bakar.
No, I said life never stopped.
Never stopped. All right. I love it. I love it. All right. Let me rewind. Life has never stopped for Mr. Khalid Bakar.
Yeah, life never stopped because you got to remember, life is not about all the good times. Life is about the roller coaster.
Yeah.
People got to remember. Like, you're going to have your ups and downs. That's a part of life.
Mm.
And people always say, oh, and the good times. Listen, you got to go through the shit to enjoy the good.
Yeah.
If you always have a good and you go have some shit times, you never come out of it because you've never been through harsh shit. You never know how to survive. It's like when you're a child, yeah? You're trying to learn how to walk. You're going to keep falling down. You're going to bump your head. You're going to keep trying. Then you're going to learn how to walk. That's just a part of life. And that's how life is. It's a roller coaster. You might fall, you got to get back up.
I love the way you look at it. And I just want to, because right now Australia is in the thick of some really terrible times.
Yeah. I honestly believe it's the mindset, you know. It's the mindset. No one can get you out of the hole but you, you know. And a lot of people try to blanket out, you know, like get on medication or whatever. You know, some people do need
it.
Some people use it straight away, you know. And the end of the day, using drugs or whatever, it's only going to block the problem for a little while. You have to struggle, you know. You have to, you know. And for me, like, I've been very lucky in the sense of I've had people that I went and spoke to, you know. I've had family members, and some people don't have that, you know. And you have to find a way that you can release that out of your body, you know. If it's calling the helpline or whatever. Sometimes talking about it, it's a good thing. And honestly, to say, training, it really helps. You know, when you have a healthy body, have a healthy mind.
Right.
Like, life's tough already, but when you're feeling a little bit good, like you start training, you things are not as hard. You know, like, life's tough, you know. And that's what I say, you know, speak to someone. If you don't have someone to speak to, you know, find a way, you know, like, if it's listening to music, read a book, you know, like, you know, find that release, you know. For me, it's training. And I always say, you know, a healthy body is a healthy mind.
100%.
You know? You don't have to kill it in the gym like an hour. Like, you know, you can go on YouTube and do 15-minute workouts, you know. And people, and the thing is, you don't need a big TV. Like, you got a telephone. Everyone's got a phone in their hands. You know, it's about doing it, you know. It's about...
There definitely is things out there that people can turn to if they can find that strength within themselves, or at least take that first step, isn't there?
100%. And the hardest thing is taking that first step. The hardest thing is asking someone for help. People, and that for men too. Men don't want to say, "I'm not okay." You know, like, they want to show that I'm tough. I'm all right. You know. And, yeah, like, if you're not okay, you're not okay. Like, it's all right to not be okay. You can't always say, this is how I always look at it. If someone's always telling me he's okay, I'm good, I think, mate, what are you lying for?
Yeah.
To me, life's not about always being good. You know, some days I have a shit day. But I always say, you know what? For every dark night comes a brighter day. You know, tomorrow's going to be a good day. You know, like, oh, today was shit, but you know what? I'm going to make sure if I get up tomorrow morning, I'm going to make it a better day. You know what I mean? Like, it's that mindset, you know, like, fire, you know, today I felt tired, you know, I didn't give my best performance, but you know what? I still got up and I still went there, you know? It's about being persistent in whatever you do in life, man. You know, like, don't stop when the road gets hard. Because you know what? Because when that road gets hard, I promise you, the success, what comes after that hard road, you're going to appreciate a lot more than something what comes so easy.
Hard work is your key. And right now, you're in the thick of it again.
Yeah, that's all right.
A bit of a new location for you at the moment.
Yeah, love Brisbane.
A different environment, gym-wise. Yeah, different fighters around you. Something that is probably giving you a bit more spark as well, which you've already had anyway, but uplifting again.
Look, I've been very blessed. I just started training with Billy Hussain in Sydney.
A great stables, the Hussain stable, unbelievable.
Body Punch, taking me on. I was training there, I was fighting there. Then all these COVID things happened. I had to go back home, back to Melbourne. Then Billy sent me up to Brisbane with the DiCarlo family. Very blessed to get opportunities, you know, and you have to put yourself out there. And, you know, like I didn't know none of these guys when I came up there. Billy said, you know what, go up there. They're going to look after you. Make sure you give it 110. That's why I'm here. I'll give it 110 every day, you know.
Couldn't ask for a better human to step into your stables than a man like yourself with that sort of attitude. I truly believe, too, someone coming in with your mindset and attitude would inspire and uplift a lot of the other fighters. I mean,
you know, with me, like when I meet people, I never tell them about my story. Most people find out after they find out my name. And this.
Do these guys here know who you are?
Well, now that, yeah.
No, but prior to coming up here, did anybody really know, other than you were a great box that was going to the Com Games?
The Carlo family knew because they were very close to with my trainer, because they're both my trainers now. Like me being up here, they're training me.
Of course.
That. My trainer told them about my story, this and that. Like, we're happy to have him. And the boys who I train with didn't really know my story. You know, I came on. For me, like, I always say, like, I don't need anyone's pity. I don't tell people my story.
Nah, you're not up here to be pat on the back and go, poor bugger.
I'm here to
box. I want to fight.
Yeah, most people hear about the story, this and that, and they ask me questions. And I'm happy to tell them. Like, I don't have a problem, you know. And they go, how do you, I said, mate, I'm very blessed, and you know, I'll just keep moving. I said, mate, I know what I got to do, you know. I'm out here. I said, I don't want to waste time, man. I said,
you are a lion, but brother, mashallah, you're a lion.
No, thank you.
You know, I have my own demons at the moment and journey that I'm on too, and I need to find some positivity, and things are a bit stale in my head, and you've given me that right now, and I thank you for our connection, you know, and I hope that, you know, everybody out there resonates with something, you know, with your story. You at the moment, obviously, could fight any hour of any day. Probably one of the ready to go, but unfortunately, what's happening?
Like what you just said, you know, about, you know, what you're going through, things like that. Like, thank you for, you know, opening up about that. And I will say, you can get yourself out of that hole, you know, at the end of the day. You can get all the help you want, but it's you, the end of the day, who's going to get yourself out. You know, like, all the help in the world can come to you. You're not open for it, and you're not, if you don't want to change. Look, at the end of the day, like, you know, life's tough, man. Like, it is what it is. And I honestly believe you're going to come out this, and it's going to make you a stronger person and a better person too. Like, life's a struggle, you know. Life is a struggle. You're never always going to have a good time with it, you know. And it's just you just pushing forward and just being persistent, you know, persistent. Because sometimes when things come into your life, we stop.
Yeah.
We just let it overpower us.
Yep.
And that's when we fail. It's not that you got slapped across the face. We only fail when we stop.
Yeah, wise words. And I've got to be honest with you. I think that that's a cold, hard reality for 95% of us. Where are you heading? Where are you heading, Khaled? Where are we going to see those hands raised?
That's. I want belts. I want the WBA.
How are we going to do this now? What, talk to us. Give us some insight into, you know, you're putting it in. Your trainers are back and you've got it all there. When are the doors starting to open to start showcasing?
Keep persistent in the ring, like with all this COVID stuff. You know, it's a lot of shows were getting pulled off, but I'll just stay ready, you know. Like,
can you get any fights up here?
Yeah, we've got a fight October the 2nd up on the DiCarlo show. And, if I can get 3 or 4 fights up here, I'll be very happy. I just want to stay ready for any opportunity. You just never know. You know, they can call you up and say, do you want to fight this person, you know? And if you're not ready, you're not ready. I don't want to miss that opportunity. One way or another, I'm bringing a world title home, and I'm not bringing one of them bodgy ones, or, you know, where it's open. I was like, I'll be fighting for, I'll be fighting the champ to become the champ. You know what I mean? That's how it should be. Not a vacant title. You fight for it with some bum. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be that fighter. I want to.
What's your weight now?
I'm a cruiserweight. I'm sitting about 92 kilos. Fight, you know, it's the cruiserweight division right now. It's 81 to 90.7, and I'm on weight, really. You know,
like, so you just under Hooney? Just under Hooney? Justice Hooney?
Yeah.
So he's just on heavyweight. You're,
he's heavyweight.
With boxing, where, what is it, 95 and over?
Yeah, I think it's 90.7 and over is heavyweight.
So what's your fighting weight?
I fight at 90 at the dot.
So you just slimly slide under the heavyweight?
No, I'm not like that. That's my... See, a lot of cruiserweights walk around at 98 kilos and they cut weight, maybe 100 kilos. Like, I just stay around the fighting weight all the time anyway. It's a lot of guys in the division. It's a lot of guys I know that I can beat. That's just getting that opportunity. And at the end of the day, this is a team sport. I just have to listen to the trainers.
Trust.
Trust. And, you know... I can, you know, it's a lot of fighters that I want to fight, but at the end of the day, I'm not going to say that, like, because it's up to my team and being respectful to the team, because, you know, like, I'm a fighter. I'll fight today, a world champion. I don't have a problem with that, you know, this is when I say this, you know, this might be an individual sport when you step in the ring, but it's a team sport because everyone's invested in it, you know.
Well said. I had this. My son said something to me tonight. He said, "Dad, because he's playing rugby league at the moment, he's doing exceptionally well. He's getting picked in some great teams." And he said, "Dad, if I don't make the NRL, I might do mountain biking, because we're a family that we like to go mountain biking. It's just something we do together, you know. My kids don't sit around playing games and shit like that. Just don't do it." And I said, "Okay." I said, "Why is that?" He goes, "Well, you know, I could be great at it." I said, "Well, you can be anything you want to be." I said, "But one thing you got to remember," I said, "is it's a lonely, long road when you're on your own."
100%.
I said, "You know, your team sports, sure, they're harder. Sure, you got to be in the 1%. I said, "But if you put it in, you'll get it out." It's like Muay Thai. He's had five fights. He's only 11. You know what I mean? Like, he's been to Thailand with me. And And like you said, you know, when you step over those ropes, you don't see anybody outside of it. You come to your corner at the end of the round, you listen to your corner, you go back out, you don't see anybody but the opponent. People don't understand that. "Oh, you hear us, we're yelling at you." I don't hear anything. I don't hear anything. I don't see anything. I just see the man in front of me.
That's right.
That's it. When I hear that bell, I go forward. When I hear that bell to stop, I have my 30 seconds, I come back out, or minute, whichever way it goes. You know what I mean? But without your team, there is no you.
That's right.
You know, and that's a cold, hard fact, isn't it?
I had a lot of help, you know. Very blessed, and I had a lot of help. And that's what I was saying. Like, you know, you got to remember, you could be in that situation. Who, you know, that person who's down and out right now. He might be, you know, you helping him now. He might help you in the future when you're down and out. That's what I say, pay it forward, you know.
I think the biggest thing is, but not doing it, expecting something, just doing it because you purely have that wonderful love or that thought within your heart to helping someone.
But that's what my belief is. When you do good, one way or another, the universe will give that back to you. When you don't expect that, but I'm just saying, that's just how it is. When you do something pure from the heart, the world, the universe will give you pure back to you, you know?
So is that, do you look at it as like the karma, you know, what karma you put out is what karma you're going to get back?
I honestly believe that.
Yeah, I have to agree. I really do. And I know within myself I'm nowhere near perfect, but I don't want to be perfect. I said that to my kids the other day. My daughter goes, "I love you, Dad, you're the best." And I said, "Do you love my imperfections?" She said, "Would it be boring if you were perfect?" And I just grabbed her and I looked in her eyes and I had tears in my eyes. And I said, "I love you. I love you. You love your dad because of who I am, not for any other reason, just, you know, unconditionally pure love." And I think that's a gift. That's just, brother, Is there anything else you'd like to leave this wonderful conversation that we've had today? Is there something that you would like to share with anybody else that, you know, I know that you've left some inspiring words and some assisting direction to try and give people some hope, but is there anything that you would love to be remembered by on the clink?
How would I want to be remembered? Oh, I just want to be remembered like, you know, that I'm a good man. Whatever I've been through in life didn't change me in the sense of it didn't make me a bitter man, a bitter and angry man. It made me a better man. And that's why I want to say to the people out there in the world to say, whatever you go through in life, don't let it beat you. Don't let it make you a shit person. You know, don't let the hardship in life make you an angry person, because what's going to happen is you're going to be miserable and you're going to miss out the blessings in life. You know, take knowledge of the hardship and learn from that hardship. You know, it's teaching you something, and it's teaching you something about yourself too. And that's, you know, and come out the other side and give it back.
I love you, brother.
Oh.
Thanks, brother. Simple. Unbelievable. Thank you. Thank you for coming on and taking the time to share such a powerful story of redemption. God willing, you're going to come out this shining brighter than ever. You will forever be known as the man that was wrongly done, that was innocent, that is innocent, and inspire so many people from your journey.
Thank you.
And continue on this path that you have and dreamt of for so long to become a world champion. And promise me this, that when that happens, we can sit down again.
Shall I? Not a problem.
And have this blessing in this moment together, and we'll talk about how amazing it is that this innocent man, Caleb Baker, got his world title, his innocence, and he's looking at now building his beautiful family. Alhamdulillah.
For sure.
For the record, I'm done trying to make y'all comfortable. That's right. For the record, you ain't trying to grow, then it's done for you. That's right. For the record, lab on me going all the way. For the record, ain't trying to link, no time to waste. Stop calling. For the record, 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 for the record.